from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of The Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're in our 8 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And this means it's time for the wake-up call. You can call us about Mike's Top 5 Tuesday, which can be some of your favorite Kendrick Lamar songs. Was he correct at picking this list with the help of Day-Day? And also maybe some of these songs, might we see them performed by Kendrick at the Super Bowl? Or you can weigh in on what happened Sunday and your Atlanta Falcons. You can do so by calling us at 404-726-0929. We will go to the lines now, and we have DeAndre in Decatur waiting on us. Good morning, DeAndre.
Good morning. Good morning. How everybody doing?
What's up, man?
Good, and you?
And Mike Murphy in the building.
Let's
it's
go.
Been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yes, sir. Happy to have you.
My wake-up call is for Arthur Blank. I feel like he need to go down to the precinct and he need to take out a warrant for strong arm robbery because Kirk Cousins has officially robbed the city of Atlanta. I'm going to break this down like this. First and foremost, I feel like we dropped the ball on the medical side. I don't think he's ready right now. But how long do we wait before we see if Kenneth can go ahead and fill in the gap to and give him a little time to heal? Like, do we do 4 games? What do you guys think? Should we give him, like, 4 games? Or depending on how the Eagles come at him, will he make it through the Eagles game? Like, this is kind of sketchy right now. And
so,
unpopular opinion, one more thing, I'm sorry, unpopular opinion, I like Tyler Allgeier a little bit more than I like Bijan. Can we give him a little more cherries? Like, he do a little cute little move here and there, but Tyler hit the hole and he's going. I feel like that's the kind of guy we need right now.
DeAndre, I'll say 2 things. I'm sure you're going to stick with Mike's Mafia because of the reaction Bo just had to your Tyler Allgeier comment. I'm sure he's going to weigh in on that. If they do put in Michael Penix Jr. to give, as you said, Kirk Cousins time to heal, if he is, in fact, actually still recovering from injury, then I don't think you go back. So I don't think that that's in play right now.
No, and that's why I think it's a big deal that Raheem came out and kind of addressed the questions about the injury and whatever and says he's fully healthy. I think you're trying to put all that to bed at this point. And look, man, a lot's going to be made about Kirk Cousins' money, and rightfully so. There was some bad play. There was some very bad decisions. There were some bad throws. I am still on the boat of this is squarely a Zach Robinson problem, in my opinion, at this point. He's got to do more to help everybody involved in this situation. So I don't know what the timeline looks like. I'm hoping we don't get there. But I don't think it's any point this year you would pull the plug on that at all because you don't know that Michael Penix is better. I will say, I am a big fan of Tyler Allgeier. I think you need both of them. So I don't think it's as simple as saying he's better than Bijan. I think you need both of them in this offense.
We do appreciate the call, DeAndre. Bo?
Yeah, I'm a big Tyler Allgeier fan. I've always been on the record. I was on the record when they drafted Bijan as I like Tyler Allgeier. I just think that we are being absolutely ridiculous with these takes about he's better than Bijan, and there's no doubt you need to mix him in. I think you need to mix him in. One reason to keep both backs fresh throughout the season, but this, guys, I mean, Bijan Robinson wasn't the freaking problem on Sunday. So maybe we worry about the real issue. If you're coming at me saying we should start Storm Norton over Caleb McGarry, that's a conversation we can have. Not the running back. I mean, dear God, why don't y'all keep y'all's minds on the actual issues instead of going off track and creating issues that aren't there?
Whoa. I think he started with Kirk Cousins, did he not? So he's talking about
He had
issue.
To get that second point in because he wasn't finished.
I don't know why you're so mad.
I like how you started even keel, and then it just kind of read.
These are the mafia people. So.
Oh, that's why you're mad.
Let's go back to the lines.
No, they're just ridiculous.
The lines are filling up now. We got Fred in Atlanta. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Fred?
And Tiffany, it's great. That's great to hear your voice again. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. But
my wake-up call is about Mike's list. Mike, that was a pretty, as a big Kendrick Lamar fan, I'm handicapping that you aren't. So that's a pretty solid list. I would have included my Money Trees, which is a great song. It's one of his best songs, I think. One of the songs that put me on to Kendrick and your If Dr. Dre is performing with him at halftime, you're definitely going to hear a song called "The Recipe." You should definitely check it out.
All right,
Fred,
you hear me taking notes, right?
Fred,
now.
Let's make taking one notes. Thing clear. That is Top 5 Tuesdays list presented to you by Day Day.
I knew you were gonna. I wasn't gonna say it. Wow. I was gonna let.
Don't
Mike,
hater. Don't, I just. What did
you
I
just
say
sat
last
here
night?
And took credit
what did
for
I
it?
Say
you
last night?
Just raised your hands like, yep.
What did I say?
Yep.
Sometimes it's better to be smart enough to know what you don't know, and I was smart enough to know what I don't know.
That's fine. Just don't raise your arms when someone says, "Oh, that was a good list." Like you did it.
He said he handicapped the fact that I don't know much about Kendrick Lamar.
You don't enough to have Day Day do the whole list.
Let's say good morning to Big James in Norcross. What's going on?
Mike Mafia.
Wham, wham, wham. Let's
Mike
go.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Bo, how you doing? I got a wake-up call, man. It may be an unpopular take. I know AJ just went to Arthur Blank and said, "Give me my money." But AJ, baby, you got to wake up. AJ Terrell got to wake up a little bit, man. He always getting kind of beat over the top, and, I'm kind of sick of it. That's it. That's all.
All right. Fair enough. I know what Bo's going to say. He's going to tell you that A.J. Terrell wasn't the problem and the defense wasn't the problem. There was an Arch made comment of one at one point right before halftime, was it, where A.J. Terrell didn't sink deep enough. I think they were really worried about Justin Fields' legs kind of stepping up. But with 1 second left, then you can kind of sink a little bit deeper. But I don't think A.J. Terrell was a big issue, man. I don't think that was a problem. George Pickens didn't do much. None of the receivers did much. It was a bad wide receiver core, though.
Yeah, it was a bad wide receiver core. I think Pickens had like 85 yards. I would say that the one that he's probably getting more heat about than the one where he just turned him loose was I thought was probably Justin Fields, one of his best passes I've ever seen him throw, because he threw George Pickens into the ball and it was away from the coverage. And I don't know not really sure what AJ was supposed to do there. Because he was in his hip pocket. I mean, I guess he could have played with more inside technique or whatever, but I thought it was just a great throw and catch by George Pickens. I don't know what he was supposed to do. But look, that being said, AJ's got to lock down this week because you've got Dotson, AJ Brown,
yeah.
And Devonta Smith coming in, not coming in here. You're going to them, and those are all three guys. And Jalen Hurts is no Justin Fields. He can actually really play.
Let's go to Michael and Hiram. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Mike Mafia.
Oh, boy, it's a clean sweep today. Let's go. Play it, dialogue.
Mike Mafia.
I just had a quick question about the Falcons, though. With all the praise that Terry got in the offseason, if
this Kirk Cousins experiment doesn't work, and I don't think it's time to hit the panic button yet on the Falcons. Too early. It's just one game.
Yes,
but
sir.
If the experiment with Kirk Cousins doesn't work, who do we put the blame on?
Yeah. This has been squaring the topic today. Here's what I say, and you might agree with this, you might not. The people that are calling for Kirk Cousins to be benched. Before Kirk Cousins is benched, I would say at this point in time, Zach Robinson would be let go before Kirk Cousins benched.
I don't know about let go, but I think that there would be a shakeup in some way of game planning, maybe play calling. I just don't know who on this staff that would step in.
I don't either.
Maybe you got Ledford, Whitmer, or Burbench. One of the three, those are all passing, those are two co-passing game coordinators and the run game coordinator. First off, this season's going to play out, guys, before we figure out about the Kirk Cousins, what is or isn't.
This is a season-long deal.
But that's also why Terry Fontenot went and drafted Michael Penix Jr. Because they said we're not going to miss twice. And if they miss twice, then it's squarely on Terry Fontenot. And I think Terry Fontenot knows that.
What were those words Mike just said? It's a season-long deal. So
season-long
one game
deal.
At a time. Let's turn the page. Let's talk about the Eagles, who the Falcons will see next, and the challenges they present. We'll hear from the head coach. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.